Hello and welcome to 3 Minutes with Newman. This is Father Juan Velez. This final post on St. John Henry Newman's longest poem, The Dream of Gerontius, observes what happens when the soul of the recently dead Christian man reaches the end of its journey, which is personal judgment and purgatory, and appropriately, the end of the poem. The soul has not been alone in this journey, as been explained in previous posts. The guardian angel tells Gerontius' soul, "Thy judgment now is near, for we are come into the veiled presence of our God." Before his judgment, the soul is strengthened by the voices of his friends around his bed, the rites of the Catholic Church, and especially by the great angel of agony who strengthened Jesus during his passion. Quote, "That angel best can plead with him for all tormented souls, the dying and the dead. Jesu, by the shuddering dread which fell on thee. Jesu, by that cold dismay which sickened thee. Jesu, by that pang of heart which thrilled in thee. Jesu, by the mount of sins which crippled thee. Jesu, by the sense of guilt which stifled thee. Jesu, by that innocence which girdled thee. Jesu, by that sanctity which reigned in thee. Jesu, by that Godhead which was once with thee. Jesu, spare these souls which are so dear to thee, souls who in prison, calm and patient, wait for thee. Hasten, Lord, their hour, and bid them come to thee, to that glorious home where they shall ever gaze on thee." End of quote. The angel appropriately uses the Latin vocative form of the name of our Lord, Jesu, the form used in addressing another. Since the Catholic rites for the dead and dying have been seamlessly woven into this masterful poem. After the angel of agony's sorrowful litany, the soul exclaims, "I go before my judge, ah." Then the guardian angel narrates what living human eyes cannot see, the judgment, which will at the same time be the beginning of the soul's purification. Quote, "Praise to his name. The eager spirit has darted from my hold, and with the intemperate energy of love, flies to the dear feet of Emmanuel. But ere it reached them, the keen sanctity, which with its effluence like a glory clothes, encircles round the crucified, has seized, and scourged and shriveled it, and now it lies, passive and still, before the awful throne. O happy, suffering soul, for it is safe, consumed, yet quickened by the glance of God." End of quote. The soul is happy. This encounter with God is one of such overpowering love that the soul feels consumed by God's benevolent glance. The soul joyfully asks to be taken to purgatory for more purification, which will allow the soul after purgation to be forever in the presence of this beatific vision. With moving strains it pleads, quote, "Take me away in the lowest deep, there let me be, and there in hope the lone night watches keep, tolled out for me. There, motionless and happy in my pain, lone, not forlorn, there will I sing my sad perpetual strain until the morn. There will I sing and soothe my stricken breast, which ne'er can he seize, to throb and pine and languish till possessed of its sole peace. There will I sing my absent Lord and love, take me away, that sooner I may rise and go above and see him in the truth of everlasting day." End of quote. In another one of Newman's poems, purgatory is called a golden prison, to describe how this time is of the greatest value. The guardian angel says, quote, "Angels of purgatory, receive from me my charge, a precious soul until the day when from all bond and forfeiture released, I shall reclaim it for the courts of light." End of quote. Next, the other souls in purgatory proclaim God's goodness. And instead of purgatory being a dread place, Newman offers us a vision of peace, joy, and hope in these blessed souls who await their day of rejoicing when they will be forever with their Lord. The dream ends fittingly with the tender words which the guardian angel addresses to his friend, quote, "Softly and gently, dearly ransomed soul, in my most loving arms I now enfold thee, and o'er the penal waters as they roll, I poise thee and I lower thee and hold thee. End of quote. At the end of the poem, Newman returns to one of his favorite themes, the communion of the saints, which had opened the poem. Quote, and masses on the earth and prayers in heaven shall aid thee at the throne of the Most Highest. Farewell, but not forever, brother dear. Be brave and patient on thy bed of sorrow. Swiftly shall pass thy night of trial here, and I will come and wake thee on the morrow. End of quote. This vision of purgatory from St. John Henry Newman is one of the most beautiful insights in English literature, and could only have come from the mature mind of an eventual saint. Purgatory is embraced because the soul knows it is leading to what has been the goal of life's journey, to live happily forever with God. Gerontius has left earthly time and space with death, so that the period spent in this golden prison is not marked by human years. The length is appropriate to each soul after judgment. This poem, when understood, is filled with Christian hope and should inspire within us the desire to live each day in the knowledge that we too will come before that loving glance. It brings vividly before us the mystery of the incarnation and redemption. God loves us and sees us as we truly are. The poem invites us to live better the communion of the saints and to enjoy the friendship and help of our guardian angel.